sleep now.
Still here? Dog just keeps knocking the mic out of my hand so she'll get pitted.
Bad about that. A glass of wine out of my hand the other night.
Hey, P. Friday. Yeah, she's half walker, half plot hound, and she thinks she's just an oversized lap dog. When she wants attention, she does whatever she can do it to get it.
Cat is friendly when she's hungry or thirsty, and then she gets real friendly.
Cat or a dog anymore, so I haven't in about a year, so don't have to deal with that.
Having the cat from time to time, she'll snuggle up and purr, and you know, there's benefits to it. Of course, the drawback is you know, having to deal with the litter box. That definitely ain't no fun, but yeah, I kind of like having a cat around the house.
Never owned a cat. The wife and son are talking about bringing one into the house, and I haven't said anything one way or the other.
Dogs are a whole lot more friendlier. I mean, my brother and sister-in-law, they got a little lap dog, and, you know, that thing's just, you know, it's friendly all the time. It don't have to be, you know, hungry or thirsty. It wants attention, and it's, you know, it'll jump. There's good things and bad things about dogs and cats, both of them. And you know, I like dogs too, but you know, cats to me are you know, less maintenance. And so that's why I've always kind of gone with cats. Now, everybody else in my family, they prefer dogs. And so growing up, you know, we never had any cats. But once I got out on my own,
so I don't know why the wife and son are talking about getting a cat now. Of course, the son's got a couple of them at his place. He's talking about bringing one up down to the house, but I guess I'll get left out of that decision.
They're planning on having it outside. It needs to get acclimated to y'all's area first. I mean, you know, kind of keep it, you know, in an outside box or something for a while, because at any time I've took a cat somewhere and I've only done it once, but took one down to my mom's because, you know, they had a lot of mice and snakes out in the yard and everything. Anyway, turned the cat loose and it took off and it didn't come back, so I did. They'll try and apparently find their way back home instead of hanging around the new place. KF4NXY.
Well, gentlemen, I have arrived at my first stop, so y'all have a good day. Be careful the rest of your trip. Eric, Ken, and David, and maybe I'll talk to y'all later today. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3, gentlemen.
7-3, Patrick. Have a good one. KN4TFW.
73 Patrick, have a great day. We'll talk to you later. WTJKT.
Patrick, KM4NAP.
Hey, Patrick, KF4NXY.
What you got planned for the week?
It's for the week, I don't guess. Just right, nothing special here this week at work, although I got corporate visitors on Monday and Tuesday next week. But nothing real, real special. Susan's off this week on Monday, Tuesday, and Friday.
She went back to work part-time.
She works like 3 to 4 shifts, and that just enough to help out a little bit and keep her from, you know, getting bored at the house.
At the bored part, I tell you, I've been retired. Coming December will be 22 years.
It'll probably be about another 3 for me, I guess. And then I'll go ahead and probably fully retire. But maybe we can do some stuff after that, I guess.
Hey, do it while you can.
We're supposed to go to one of the Jellystone parks up there in Easter with the daughter.
How true it is, but I read where they found some Confederate gold coins in the main cornfield up there in Kentucky. I can find it and send it to you. Go down to the beach.
I'll do it.
Get you one. It's very addicting. The guys tell us something good.
Let's see, I got 12 years left for retirement.
P Friday, believe me, that's going to go by faster than you think.
Yeah, I just got married a month ago, and, you know, I've got quite a bit longer. But yeah, we sat down, you know, before we got married, and we came up with the whole plan. So, really, I mean, I've got 12 years until I can draw Social Security, but I think, you know, our plan right now is as soon as we get the house paid off, I can probably, you know, not have to, you know, work the job I've got now and get something closer to home, even if it pays a lot less.
Saying that. Come on in here, Ken. Y'all double.
And it's 12 more years of riding all the way from Shelby to Anderson. That's a long way.
For that whole time, so, you know, maybe, you know, a few more years probably. I mean, I like my job. I really do. I mean, I really don't mind the drive to do it. But, yeah, at some point, it's just going to get to be too much, especially to give up that income. It'll be easier to give it up.
Draw in 2 more years. Well, I could draw now, but I'm going to wait 2 more years and then work 1 year after that. That should allow me to pay everything off, and then, you know, I'll be able to live off the Social Security because I won't really owe anything.
If you get everything paid off, and that way we don't have to make so much money, and then, you know, she'll keep working. You know, she's 12 years younger, so she'll be working for, you know, 5 or 10 more years after I quit. So that'll be nice to keep her income for a while. Then I can get something part-time or, you know, full-time, you know, somewhere in Shelby. You know, I don't really care what it is because it doesn't have to pay anything if I don't, you know, if we don't need it to.
I think he's retiring at the end of the month, and he's going to be like, I don't know, he must be 76 or 78 because his wife was a lot younger than he was, so he had to keep working to keep in insurance on her.
I'll just go on my wife. You know, she's on mine now, but, you know, she also can get insurance through her employer, so it's not quite as good, but, you know, we'll just switch over to hers when I retire.
Turn 65 and retire, you're going to have to get that supplemental insurance through Medicare, like United Health and all these others. I didn't think nothing about it, then I finally signed up and wound up having to pay a $48 a year penalty for that.
Penalty was, because I signed up for the Part A because I was 65 already, but I already got insurance for the Part B here, so I won't have to do that for a couple more years.
For all that stuff, I have an HSA that, you know, I max out the contribution to every year. And so, you know, by the time I retire, that'll have enough money in it to pay for, you know, all of the Medicare crap that I've got to buy. You know, it's kind of dumb because, you know, Medicare was supposed to be, you know, universal coverage for everybody in retirement, but you still have to buy insurance even when you have Medicare.
Yeah, but I've made it here to work, so I'm going to say 7-3 to everybody, and you guys have an awesome day, and I'll catch you guys later. KN4TFW.
Ken, have a good one, KN4NAP.
N73s, I'm getting down here below milepost 40, so I'm starting to lose repeaters, so I'm going to say 73 as well. You guys have a great morning, and maybe we'll catch you tomorrow morning on my way in. WTUJKT.
Have a good one.